More about UFOs and extraterrestrials. I may write articles, but I also read articles. One article stated physicist Sean Kirkpatrick, who is the head of the Congressional Mandated All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, had something very interesting to say about UAPs, which are also known as UFOs. It quoted him as saying there is evidence of concerning unidentified flying object activity in our backyard. As you might guess, things like officials saying anything even remotely possible to make us think UFOs are extraterrestrial always cause quite a stir. In this case, I don't see where he said they were extraterrestrial, however, but he probably went as far as he could. Still, I am surprised he went this far. It took a certain amount of bravery for someone in his profession and stature to say what he did. Well, it is now obvious those who wanted a UFO question or two to be asked at the debate never succeeded. I believe it would have been the wrong place and wrong time to ask a question like this, because neither candidate would want to say anything which could be ridiculed during the debate or in later commercials. These people did have a point, however, and that point is transparency is not being met by the government, even though Congress is pushing for it. Some people believe there are those controlling this information and they don't feel a responsibility to government or citizens. From all accounts, they believe they are above the law and they have a duty to keep this information secret. One of the things investigators are saying is while governments come and go, certain people who guard this information are still there, so they feel they can outwit elected officials. Are we, the public, the only ones who don't know enough information about the UFOs in our sky? According to some, the governments of other countries, or at least some of them, know what is really going on with UFOs and probably extraterrestrial visits to Earth. This has always been one of the things which has bothered me. I am talking about the fact even countries we consider unfriendly know more about UFOs than we are allowed to know. It could even be some countries even know things about UFOs that our government doesn't know, and vice versa. One of the newest ideas which is said to have a connection to extraterrestrials is terraforming taking place on alien planets. I have seen suggestions about this being espoused more and more lately. Why has this suddenly become a popular subject? To start with, a university believes that have identified artificial greenhouse gases on some exoplanets. This sounds to me like something that will be disproved at a later time. First of all, if aliens wanted to colonize another planet, one would think they would look for a suitable one and not pick one which would require many years of terraforming. Secondly, I believe even if these gases exist, another more reasonable reason will be found. History is full of mistaken ideas in every field, even astronomy. If some extraterrestrials look like us, could they have mixed in, got married and even had children, and could these children be more advanced than we are? It has been said we are evolving, but I have never seen this reason for it. There are those who are saying we are making advances in some areas which were originally extraterrestrial. There are also those who claim every advance we make is based on extraterrestrial technology. Take warp drive, for example. There are some scientists who say we can identify places in space where warp drive was used. It has seemed to me the idea of how warp drive would work would make it a destructive device. Bending space seems to be a very bad idea for what is in space. I am as sure as one could be about quantum communication being the way extraterrestrials would communicate, because it is instant, and it is being said China and Russia have both accomplished it a distance of 2,400 miles. We might have too, and it is being kept secret, because we love secrets. It is said the US and China have the most papers published on the subject. While Russia and China have tested it, I don't believe they are near ready for its use yet. As far as the US goes, they recently tested laser communications which would be much slower, but carry more data than a radio beam. If UFOs are alien, and in our skies, and in space, we have to assume they are also flying around Mars and know all the secrets of that planet by now. NASA has been accused of hiding the fact intelligent life existed there at one time, and some even think it still might. I think, From what I have seen in photos both of the Cydonia region and the rest of the planet, there is proof in the various pieces of debris spread all around, which proves intelligent life existed at one time. There is also the suspicion it could have been wiped out in a nuclear war. Some scientists are now saying there is evidence of a nuclear explosion on Mars in the ancient past. Guess where on Mars it happened? It happened in the most mysterious part of Mars, the Cydonia region. This is the region which the Mars faces in, the pyramid and many other objects. Is this just a coincidence? Someone once said when it comes to important moments there are no coincidences. I won't say I believe that statement entirely, but in some situations, it could be true and this might be one of them. I say this because NASA seems to be avoiding this area and yet it seems to be the most interesting on the planet with many structures which seem like ruins. Why have they never sent a rover there? One thing about UFOs seems to be true and that is they appear all over the world, in space, and sometimes flying around the sun, moon and planets. These are only the ones we can see. It seems there could be many more under the water, inside volcanoes and even mountains. There are also said to be those underground. If all this is true, and it seems to be, there could be quite a large population of extraterrestrials here. Not only that, but we have no idea how long they have lived here and if what some people believe is true, that they were here before the human race appeared.